My name is Tasha Jennings. I help proactive women and couples improve their fertility well-being to create healthy pregnancies and healthy babies through my personal online consultations, Your Fertility Pantry program, and premium prenatal supplement, Zycia Natal Nutrients. The specific situation I need assistance with today is I'm looking for something to follow up my Your Fertile Pantry program. I'm thinking likely membership or another course. The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is, would more courses or more membership or membership be a better option, and what should that look like? Extra information you may need for context is I'm going to gather feedback from the members who have just completed the course, but from their questions during the sessions, they wanted more time with me and more menu plans. So I'm thinking membership, $39 per month, which includes a weekly new menu plan and weekly live session in a Facebook group. So the specific question situation I need assistance with today is, I'm looking for something to follow up my Your Fertile Pantry program. I'm thinking likely membership or another course. The question, would more courses or membership be a better option, and what should that look like?
Thank you, Tracy. So raised hands. Terrific. Amanda Farmer.
A question and then a comment. Tasha, how much is your course for Your Fertile Pantry course?
$497 for 6 weeks.
Okay. So membership is sounding like the next step to me, but absolutely it has to be more than $39 a month. That's way, way too cheap. I imagine these are limited time only members. Once they get pregnant, or is it once they have their baby, they don't need you anymore?
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of them come back, but yes, pretty much.
Yeah. So they, yeah. So I think they'd be willing to throw all they can at this. This is this is a major return on investment here. So if they're paying $500 for a course, they're going to be paying more than that for ongoing membership with more access to you and their bespoke meal plans and getting closer to their goal.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you, Amanda. Kim.
So I was thinking that, you know, in terms of your membership, something for you to consider is, because Amanda just touched on it then, she said, I suppose they don't need to be a member anymore after they've had their baby. But you've kind of got people who are trying to get pregnant who would, you know, value your support. People who are pregnant who still need to be supported through their pregnancy with nutrition and supplements and advice. And then people who have their baby, you know, are new mums and want to support the nutrition through, you know, for their breastfeeding and that sort of thing. So you kind of potentially have, you can bridge people to different memberships to support them rather than it finishing once they are pregnant. So that was just a thought that came to mind in terms of membership, you know, more memberships and the courses just feed into those. So, you know, you could actually potentially attract people who are already pregnant but want to support that pregnancy in a better way through a course that pops them into there, if that's where you wanted to go. But that's my thought.
Thank you, Kim. Joanna.
Plus one to Kim. I was thinking you have a longer life cycle to your client than maybe you've initially had through the course. But also, as well as that, would you consider tying your supplement in as part of the course membership? So, yeah. And that could.
I've done that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, not the course, sorry, membership. As part of the membership, yep. They'll also get the monthly supplement as well.
Mm. Thank you, Joanna. You're getting some finger snaps and plus one. I'd like to say that while membership does sound like the next thing, I'd be loath to recommend that you start another marketing mountain when you've really just done the first My Fertile. Is it My Fertile Pantry or Your Fertile Pantry?
Your Fertile Pantry.
It's your fertile pantry. Okay. And so I would love to see you use this next 12 months to you know, automate, to get more of those people, because we had quite a few people who were inquiring but didn't make it all the way through, getting all your systems in place. And maybe looking at right now, there's two next steps. One is nurturing the people who are in the funnel, and the other is offering them high, high, high cost one-on-one consulting. And so they're not all going to come across. Remember, we've already got 10 people that we're talking about right now, and maybe there'll be 30 people, you know, after February. But I think, yes, membership could be great. Yes, courses could be great, but not right now. Because if you think about, again, if we put on our campaign thinking, we haven't worked out all the worms in the existing program, let alone opening up all the cans of worms that I think are going to sidetrack you for growing your wait list, growing the audience, so that your course in February is a knock out of the park sort of success with big, big numbers. So that is my recommendation. Yeah. Great. And I can see Julie and Virginia and Michelle. So Julie, you are up next.
What I was going to say is, as somebody that's been through IVF twice now for both of my children, yes to the high cost option, you know, you will pay, sadly, you'll pay anything if you find somebody that you like and that can help you, because it's just that important to you. So I think that there's absolutely room there to offer a one-on-one option that's just kind of out of the park. The other thing that was, I don't know if this is something you can solve, but was a frustration to me that I would have paid to get solved, is how siloed that space is. And so you've got somebody over here who's an expert in nutrition, you've got somebody over here, an expert in meditation, and you've got acupuncture, and then you've got and you've got to figure it all out yourself. And I'm just trying to think of a way where you could be my trusted advisor and you could pull in some collaboration. So mm-hmm. if I'm part of the membership, I get a daily meditation from somebody that you trust. Because if I trust you, then the people that you trust, they're going to be people that I trust too. Mm. And so is there a way that you can value this up with some great collaborations and possibly discounts on things, I don't know, so that I just look at you? Because that was the hard part, you know. There were so many people saying so many things, and they all felt like they contradicted each other. So how can you become the person, and then you tell me who else I should trust and what else I should do? So I don't know if that's something that you want to take on, but just
love that. I've got the networks already. I wasn't sure how to use them. Love that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Julie. Virginia.
Plus one to what everyone else was saying, particularly Susie, I guess, just because we're in similar positions, Tasha, where we're booked out, you know, one-on-one, and me thinking about a membership as well is, well, how much time do you have to put towards building a membership? And so I guess that's the only thing I've got to add to it, is how much time do you have if you're going to go down that path? And I was just thinking with the menus, perhaps you could do a low cost thing, but or a low buy is just a, you know, a 7-day plan or something that you could send out to the people who are wanting the menu planning.
Mm.
That's all.
Yep. Mm. Thank you. Michelle.
Yeah, I just go back to the volume value quadrant, and I want to get you into the high dollar, low volume quadrant as quickly as possible off the back of your fertile pantry.
Yeah.
So right now it's like either one-to-one or low dollar, your fertile pantry kind of production. To me, I don't think the place to go is a $39 membership, because mm-hmm. that requires high volume. Like, you are putting yourself on a treadmill there to have, you need 100 people in that membership for it to be viable. And then you've got hundreds of people you've got to keep happy, and you've got to have the customer service and all of the automation. What I'd love to see you do, and I think you could do this, I think this is a mountain that you could put together. In contrast, like, I totally agree with Susie. I think you building another high, high automation, many moving parts mountain right now is probably not the thing to do. But I can see you creating a high dollar, small group coaching and mentoring program, or whatever you might want to call it, nurture program. Nurture could be a good word for you. That this pod of women kind of come together. You do what you would do in a one-to-one consulting, but it's in a bit more of a group situation. I don't know if there's a real reluctance for other women to be around other women, whether it's seen as a positive or a negative. So that would have to, you'd have to look at. But just strategically, like $500 a month or $1,000 a month even, but you're in this small group, like 6 to 10 people, you could go at $500 a month, you're going to give them the meal plan, you're going to give them Zycia, you're going to give them regular touch points with you. Like, it could be easily 1,000. You got 10 women in that, it's $10,000 a month. That is a lot of $39 a month memberships.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you can keep it all MVP. You only really need to know what's going to happen next week.
Yep.
You don't need to have planned the whole thing out.
Yep.
Thanks, Michelle. Tracy and then Julie and Freedom. We've got 2 minutes. Off you go, Trace.
This is a bit contrary to what has been discussed, but you mentioned your menu plans and your recipes. And I was wondering, like, could that just be a little subscription that people just subscribe to that, and it's a weekly thing that is a bit separate, but low touch for you if it can be automated? That was just my thought.
Thank you. Frieda.
Meeting. Just further to what Michelle said, and you've probably thought about this already, but if you're going to do that, you do know that you need to increase your individual consult prices even more, like, so that the individual consult becomes really, really valuable. The group thing is where you get like a little bit of volume through and at the lower cost, and then there's your fertile pantry. Just putting it out there.
Thank you, Frieda. Yep. Julie.
Sorry, just super quick again. One of the things I was really hungry for during that period of time was success stories from other women, because you're constantly on the internet and all you find is women who are struggling on the journey, and then once they get pregnant, they stop going on the internet and posting anymore because they've got pregnant. Could not find any happy ending stories that you could kind of latch onto and go, okay, this is possible. So just as part of your storytelling, wherever it is, the more kind of success stories you can tell about your clients, probably I would have stocked on for those.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kim.
Just following on from Michelle's suggestion, which I thought was great. It was amazing. But I've seen some, like, I belong in I've done Kate Toon's SEO course, so I'm in her group, and she's got a coaching program. It's not as high level as yours, but she put it out there to her group. She said, what I've been thinking about doing this, I've been thinking about putting together a program or a membership or, you know, whatever, a program, and this is what I'm thinking it might look like. Would anybody be interested? Do you think that'd be a good idea, or would anyone be interested in something like that? And everyone were basically told her, yes, go for it. And, you know, she was getting the feedback from them to say, yeah, great idea. So she was getting that, and then from there it happened. She just put the idea out there. And then, you know, I don't know if you can do that, but that's just the thought that came to mind when Michelle said that.
Love that. Thank you. Any other comments and questions, pop them inside of the Facebook post. And that is actually a strategy, Kim, is the I'm thinking of doing, and it's a very low entry way to sort of, you know, something that Julie might use as well. Thinking of doing this, and you pick up sort of the low-hanging fruit.